Hello, and welcome to issue 41 of the IPWEA Victoria newsletter. My name is David Hallett. I'm the CEO of IPWEA Victoria, and we'll begin the newsletter with a message from our president, Matthew Hill. I was very pleased recently to attend the National Works and Engineering Conference in Bendigo, which, as always, was a terrific professional development experience, with numerous opportunities available to learn from presenters, exhibitors, and peers. Celebrating its 25th anniversary, the event was the biggest yet, with all available exhibition space filled and almost 400 people attending the conference dinner. Highlights of the conference included information about sector reforms, legislative changes and alternative waste treatment approaches, updates on driverless vehicle trials, product demonstrations, and a range of presentations on best practice infrastructure management and maintenance. The technical content was well supported by presentations on gender equity, leadership and motivation, with delegates also able to participate in multiple networking and engagement sessions. I congratulate the conference committee for curating such a terrific program and Stephen Robertson and his team for again staging such a fantastic event. Now, in news of our own events, our Leadership Day is coming up on the 11th of October, which is only a short time away. And it includes an infrastructure innovation seminar, the IPWEA and IPWEA Victoria AGMs, and of course our presentation dinner, featuring a presentation on engineering in a changing society. The IPWEA Victoria AGM begins at 5 p.m. And for those unable to be there, I encourage you to exercise your right to a proxy vote using the form circulated on 14th of September. Check your inbox for that. Registration for all of these events is available from the link on our website, and I look forward to seeing you there. Following the Leadership Day, we'll begin our next series of regional workshop, which kicks off on the 17th of October, addressing best practice road construction. A panel of industry experts make these workshops a vital CPD event for anyone with responsibility for delivering safe, resilient sealed roads, and I encourage you to attend. Online registration for all four workshops is available from the links in our newsletter. Finally, I'm pleased to recognise below the first of our individual 2018 Engineering Excellence Award winners, Joshua Matulik. Now, as Matthew mentioned, our road construction workshops have been launched. They've been launched in conjunction with APA and Vic Roads and Regional Roads Victoria. Have both been confirmed as presenters. Excuse me. Online registration for each workshop is available from the links in our newsletter, and I'm pleased to acknowledge the support we've had from Mitchell Shire, Surf Coast Shire, Burundara City Council, and Latrobe City Council. An update on the annual Engineers Country Weekend. It will be on the 17th and 18th of November in Geelong this year, and a great program is now available from a link in our website. Hope you can make it, and we look forward to seeing you there. Now, in further information about our Leadership Day, the IPWEA and IPWEA Victoria Annual General Meetings will both be held at the Radisson on Flagstaff Gardens at 380 William Street, Melbourne, on the 11th of October 2018. The IPWEA AGM will commence at 4:15 and the IPWEA Victoria AGM will begin at 5 o'clock. The AGMs will be preceded by our annual Infrastructure Innovation Seminar, which includes presentations from the three MEFV study tourists who have recently returned to Melbourne, and also include a presentation from RMIT PhD students on the work they're doing around sensors and the application of sensors in public infrastructure. The AGMs will be followed by our annual presentation dinner, at which all of our 2018 Leadership Program graduates and, of course, our footy tipping competition winners will all be recognised. Information and registration for this important leadership, governance and recognition event is available from the link in our website. Now, a last call for nominations for the City West Water co-funding available for stormwater harvesting projects for open spaces, parks and sports field in its area through a Water for Greener West fund. Councils, developers and private organisations with shovel-ready projects are strongly encouraged to apply before the 12th of October. A link for more information and application forms is available from our newsletter. And in further news, we have a couple of positions vacant, advertised in our newsletter, one with Cardinia Shire Council, who is offering a short term, that is 3 to 6 month contract, for a project manager slash civil engineer with extensive civil project management experience. Further information and a position description is available from the link in our website, in our newsletter. And the City of Greater Geelong is offering a permanent full-time role for a principal stormwater planning engineer with a combination of technical and management skills. Details are available from the link in our website. Now, last of all, a shout out for our regional group members and for any members keen to network with other members in their areas and also peers and colleagues within the region. They're encouraged to attend our regular regional group meetings. They're held in conjunction with the MWOA branch meetings. They're a great opportunity to meet public works practitioners in your area, to receive updates from across the state, and to learn from our guest presenters. Our next meetings are coming up over the next couple of months in the run-up to Christmas. Invitations will be sent to all members in each region, and RSVPs are required to vic@ipwea.org. Details of all regional groups, our group chairs and the meeting dates are available from our website. And finally, one of our biggest challenges, as always, is keeping up to date with members when they change jobs. So if your email address and or your phone number is going to change, please log into your member profile and update your member details, or send them to us and we will do it for you. That's all for now. My voice has just about given out, but it should be in good shape by the next one. So I look forward to seeing you soon. I hope you can make it to our Leadership Day on the 11th of October. Failing that, I hope to see you at one of our workshops through October, November. Bye for now.